you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday, September 7th, 2016. In front of me, I'm holding a church bulletin dated September 4th, 2016, just this past Sunday. And it states, the Congregation of Galilee Baptist Church would like to welcome our new pastor, Joey Kroll, and his wife, Aubrey, and their children. Our prayer is that God will bless their ministry as the under-shepherd of Galilee Baptist Church. May we put our faith and trust in God as our church moves forward. Well, if you were tuned in yesterday for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, you heard the beginning of a message by Pastor Joey Kroll, his first sermon delivery at his new church, the Galilee Baptist Church in Decatur, Illinois. As a few days ago on Sunday, I traveled to Decatur to encourage Joey and be blessed by his ministry there. And so I took out my microphone and set it in front of a speaker to capture his message. As the sound system wasn't set up, I didn't have the equipment to patch into the mixer board. And so if you were tuned in yesterday, I'm going to rewind it about a half a minute to set the stage as Joey just was explaining the importance of devoting ourselves to God, putting him first, being like Mary, sitting at his feet and drinking in his words, and not being a Martha that's so busy attending to various things that we miss out on the most important thing, and that's our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So in just a moment, you're going to hear from Pastor Joey Kroll, a familiar voice if you tune in for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, or listen in on Sundays for the Sunday worship program he hosts, or are encouraged by his many public service announcements and other radio spots. But first, a quick shout out. Yay, God, we're making great progress at the Great News Radio Center. Thank you, God, for Randy Houston. I can't remember who his sidekick is, but a very capable heating and air conditioning specialist. As they got our 79-degree, very warm studio and office space back down to 70, they worked their magic. Or I should say, God has gifted them with expertise. So they got things all fixed yesterday. So appreciate them coming out on a moment's notice. Along with Davis Electric, specifically Murray Kirby, who's one of their specialists, as he tomorrow will be putting in our electric. I think we needed 7 different outlets and an exit sign put in. And so he came out and did a quote, and quite possibly we'll have all the electric installed on Thursday, tomorrow. Jim Gunther put up a couple more walls and may even hang some drywall today. So we're making great progress with the Great News Radio Center over there at Lincoln Square Mall. And I'm thankful to God for all your prayers and support. We made a decision on cabinets. I think it's 8 cabinets that we'll be getting from Menards. Got them on sale, and they'll be ready to install soon. And got a real good deal on it. So if we can raise a little funds, or maybe you would underwrite the cost for the cabinets, I'd love to talk with you. Call me at 217-367-7777. But we had some visitors stop by yesterday as we were busily working and are really transforming this place so it can accommodate our new studio, offices, storage, and a gathering place for you to pick up yard signs and tote bags and other ministry resources and be blessed as we gather to honor the Lord Jesus Christ in the days ahead. All right, so here's Pastor Joey Kroll, the new pastor at the Galilee Baptist Church in Decatur. We began his 40-minute message yesterday, and we're basically picking up right where we left off, so you can hear his sermon in its entirety. And if you missed a portion of yesterday's broadcast or you can't make the whole program today, both will be archived at greatnewsradio.org under our archived programs page. Here's Pastor Joey Kroll.
You show me your calendar, and I'll show you what you're devoted to. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with making a career. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with investing time into your family. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with going back to school and getting an education and all. There's nothing wrong with that. But are you putting God in his rightful place in your life? Now, when we come to sermons like this, we think of, I wish such and such was here because this is a message for them. Let's look inwardly here, church. Because remember, it starts with us. It starts with us. It starts with us. Are you putting God in his rightful place? That's the question. Are you hungry for the things of God? Are you hungry for sweet fellowship with Jesus? Are you hungry? Are you desiring that? Or if not, that means then you're getting your satisfaction elsewhere. Spiritual junk food has replaced that genuine hunger for that sweet fellowship with Jesus. So why don't Christians pray? Why don't we pray as often we should or get into God's Word as we should? Well, it's the weakness of the flesh. Let's start there. In Mark 14:38, Jesus said, hey, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Our flesh is opposed to anything that is of God. Galatians 5:17 says, for the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other. If you want to see how weak your flesh is, try praying on your knees for an hour. We also lack the spiritual discipline to pray. We must resolve that we are going to get up earlier or make sure our lunchtime at work or whatever you do, you make time for Jesus. If you are too busy to pray, then brother and sister, you are just too busy. Sometimes we don't feel like praying, right? We all get like that sometimes. But if there was ever a time that we ought to pray is when we don't feel like praying. And we need to pray until we do feel like praying. We also don't want God dealing in our life. Hudson Taylor said, whenever we truly get alone with God, He'll deal with our lives. See, when we get alone with God in prayer, we put ourselves in a place for God to work in our lives. So let's expose ourselves to getting to know Him in prayer by allowing Him to do what He desires in us. And here's another reason why we don't want to pray. I'm going to step on some toes. There's sin in our life. Prayer will make a man cease from sin. Prayer will make a man cease from sin. That's why it's so important, by the way. See, when we are caught up in sin, whatever it is, you can fill in the blank, you know what it is for you. When we are caught up in that and practicing that and choosing not to repent of that because it tastes good, it feels good, it makes me feel important, whatever it is, do you think you will have a desire to spend some time with Jesus when you don't want to let that go? It's sort of like a bank robber going into a police station. Why would he do that? Prayer will make a man cease from sin. Sin will make a man cease from prayer. So that's why it's so important, church, that whenever you see somebody who hasn't been in the church in a while, you go home. See how they're doing. And not always an indicator, but a good part of the time, when somebody doesn't come to church 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks, there's something going on. And if that's you today, caught up in sin, you know what it is for you. Okay, let the Holy Spirit reveal that to you. I'm sure He doesn't have to spend too much time with some of us to show us. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, oh, thank you, Lord, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All we got to do is come to Him with a repentant heart. Another reason why we don't want to spend some time with Jesus and read His Word and all of that is things take over priority. We got our priorities out of whack. We don't have time to pray, or more accurate, we don't want to make the time to pray. I'm too busy to pray. I'm too busy to pray, Pastor Joey. You got to understand, I got this going on. I got this going on as well. I'm too busy to pray. No, that's not busy. That's idolatry. Even those in full-time ministry, you know, all the spending quality time with God in prayer can get replaced by studying for sermons. Studying for Sunday school, meetings with church folks, meetings with the deacons, and all of that. Nothing should take priority over that time with the Lord. Martin Luther said, hey, I have so much to do that I shall spend the first 3 hours of my day in prayer. I heard somebody say one time, being busy, there's good busy, right? There's productivity and stuff that God has called you to do, and then there's other busy stuff. I heard somebody define it as, busy stands for being under Satan's yoke. Busy. If Satan can't make you bad, he'll make you busy. Busy. Busy, busy, busy. Several years ago, Robert A. Cook, who was the president of the King's College in New York, he was speaking at the Moody Bible Institute. And he said that the day before he'd been at a gathering in Washington, talked with the Vice President of the United States. And then he went on to say that he spoke briefly with the President of the United States. And then he smiled and he said, that's nothing because today I talk with God. we got to get serious about our relationship with Jesus. I know we got kids. I know we got grandkids. I know we got spouses we need to take care of. I understand that. But that should never replace our relationship, our sweet fellowship with Jesus. Again, when you get that phone call in the middle of the night, when you get the news from the doctor, or you have to bury a relative, a child, or a grandchild, you need to draw from something greater than yourself.
Amen.
You need to draw something from greater. You got to put a spiritual deposit in your bank. And when something happens, you can draw from, oh wait, God told me, He reminded me that all things work together for good. I may not believe that in the flesh, but I'm just standing on that truth and that promise today. We gotta draw. See, we can't remember things that God has told us if we're not in His presence, Him telling us or reading about it in God's Word. So we need to spend some time with Jesus to have fellowship with the Lord. We may have to leave some things undone. To have fellowship with Jesus, you may have to have a sink of dirty dishes. To have fellowship with Jesus, you may have to have a messy living room. To have fellowship with Jesus, you may have to wait a day or two to get back to that phone call. To have fellowship with Jesus, we may have to leave some things undone. Jehovah's Witnesses, they're required to keep a quota on how many homes they visit in a week. In fact, we see them walking every now and then with their backpacks. The Muslims, they pray 5 times each day. 5 times each day. 5 times on their knees towards Mecca. 5 times a day. Can I be politically incorrect? They serve a false god. I want you to get this today. They serve a false god. They serve a dead god. They serve a false god. And it seems like they are more committed to the false god than we are to our true god. That hurts me to say that. Our relationship with Jesus should be more than just about needs, right? It seems like I find in my life sometimes, it's funny, when I need something, that's when I pray the hardest, right? I pray the most spiritual prayers when I need something. But don't let your relationship with the Lord be only based on needs. Because when the needs are met, there goes your relationship with the Lord until you need something else. We have to have that hunger to get to know this. We got to. If we want a revival in our lives, our church, Decatur, whatever it is, it starts with you and for me. And God honors the prayer of a righteous person. You guys familiar with Dallas Seminary? Hey, Derek, you might be familiar with them right there. Dallas Seminary was founded back in 1924. Listen to this. This is our awesome God right here. And it almost folded back in 1924 when it first opened up. And it came to the point of bankruptcy. All the creditors were ready to foreclose at 12 noon on that particular day. That morning, the founders of the school went into the president's office to pray that God will provide. I'll tell you what, that's some faith right there, because when you got folks closing in on you at 12 noon that day, bankruptcy, give me the keys, give me the building, it's mine. That takes a lot of faith to pray right there. And in that prayer meeting was a man by the name of Harry Ironside. Each of them went in a circle and they prayed. When it was his time to pray, he said, "Lord, we know that the cattle on a thousand hill are thine. Please sell some of them cattle and send us the money." And while they were in that prayer, while they were in that prayer meeting in the president's office, the secretary outside of the office saw this man in boots and a hat and said, "Please excuse me, man. Howdy, ma'am. I just sold 2 carloads of cattle in Fort Worth. Business deal didn't go through, but I felt the Lord wanted me to give you guys the money." This was all while they were still having their prayer meeting. And the check he handed over to them, no joke, factual information, you can find it, it was exactly what they needed. Exactly what they needed. And the president said to Harry, "Harry, God sold the cattle." Friend, if we really understood the amazing privilege. I mean, think about this. Back in the Old Testament days, if you wanted to spend some time or talk with God, you had to go to Moses. You had to climb a mountain. You had to do all of this stuff. And when Jesus Christ died on the cross, the Bible says the veil in the tabernacle tore into two. Do you know what that means? I know that sounds, for some of us, well, that means he broke some rack. No. Back then, whenever the high priest went into a place called the Holy of Holies, and there was a veil right before the Holy of Holies, and when Jesus had the exact moment when he died on the cross, there was an earthquake and God broke the veil, which means God is no longer confined to the Holy of Holies. When we give our lives to Jesus Christ and repent of our sins, turn from our wicked ways and live for Him, the Bible says the Holy Spirit lives in you and in me, and that Holy of Holies that was in a building now resides in you and me, and we have this direct access through the name of Jesus. Amen. And from His finished work on the cross 2,000 years ago, you and I have that privilege to spend some time with Him.
Amen.
We need to take that more seriously. So if we really understood what an amazing privilege it is that Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, Ruler of all, perfect in holiness and righteousness, the one and only completely just and loving, merciful, graceful God, calls us His children and cares for our little need, I think we need to give Him a little bit more time of our day. There's no promise God cannot keep and no problem too hard for Him to solve. He is a faithful God. So we're going to do something a little different. Please allow me to be different. I want us to spend 3-4 minutes. I know this is terrible. Bear with me, okay? Let the Lord lead what's going on. I want us, separately, to spend about 3 or 4 minutes to pray for two things. Two things. One, I want us to pray for something that only God can do in Decatur. Okay? We need to pray for one thing, whatever it is, something that only God Himself, not man, not money, not power, but only God Himself can do right there in Decatur. And the other thing we're going to pray for is for something only God Himself can do at Galilee Baptist.
Okay, I'm going to tweak Pastor Kroll's instructions so that you can pray for something that only God can do in your community and in your church. So pray through for about the next minute as I have this instrumental music playing for something that only God can do in your community and in your church. And then Joey will come back on, closing our time in prayer, followed by a good news message and an altar call, closing out the program in prayer.
Father, we seek You today. Father, I know there are things that we can do in our own power, but that only goes so far. And Father, we seek You today on this Sunday, this very first Sunday of September 2016. And Lord, we pray, You heard the prayers of Your people. Father, we pray that You do what only You can do in Decatur. Father, so much brokenness. Father, I pray today that You break our heart for the things that break Yours. Father, I pray for this church. I pray for each and every person that You remind them today that You love them so much. Remind them today that if they were the only person in this world, You still would have carried their cross. And Father, I pray for a revival, not just corporately, but individually of the people of this church. That we become serious about our relationship with you. Become serious. Let it be a priority. Let it be something that we put in the center of our lives, and we have to work everything else around it. And Father, we just thank you so much for your goodness, Lord. You are, like we sang to you today, Lord, we were giving you our praises. But let us not love you just by our lips and our songs and the melodies and the lyrics and raising of hands. Let our lives testify to that. I pray, Lord, that we spend more time with you starting today in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen. You know, in God's Word, there are many promises in God's Word. Some awesome promises. But I do not find one where God promises that he will hear the prayers of those who don't know him as Lord and Savior. There is no promise in God's Word that if you do not know him as Lord and Savior, he will not hear any prayer. There's no promise in that. But the only prayer that he will hear is one when we come to him with a repentant heart. Which means when we come to him and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. You know, there's a story I read some time ago about a man who went to court for sending out millions and millions of spam emails. He went to court, was found guilty, and the judgment, believe it or not, was like $2.5 billion that he had to pay back in restitution. $2.5 billion. Now, needless to say, that's probably one judgment he cannot pay. I don't know about you, but I know the feeling of having a judgment against me that I can't pay. Because the Bible says that when we sin just only once, we have this wall of separation between us and God. Sin, it could be lying, it could be cussing, it could be cheating, it could, whatever it is, you know what it is. That just one time, there's that wall between us and God. And guess what? If we don't do anything about it, if something doesn't happen, it's going to stay there forever and ever and ever and ever. And there's nothing that we can do to take the brakes off, try to chop it down, knock it off. There's nothing that we can do to break that wall of separation between us and God. But thankfully, God had a plan through his son Jesus. 2,000 years ago, he carried your cross and mine up Calvary. And died a sinner's death. And for all who put our trust, our hope, our lives in the forgiveness of Jesus, when we come to him, turn from our wicked ways, repent of our sin, ask for him to forgive us. The Bible says that wall of separation torn down, and we now will have fellowship with God. And we will spend a place with him forever and ever, a place called heaven. But I'm going to be honest with you today. If you turn away today and leave that wall up there, tomorrow is not promised. Today is the day of salvation. Seek him while he may be found. This may be your very last sermon you will ever hear. This may be my very last sermon I will ever preach. But I know where I'm going. Do you? So let's all close our eyes. Let's bow our heads today. And you feel that tug at your heart. That's the Holy Spirit, by the way. That tug at your heart. And if you never said, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I want to live for you. I want to give you the owner and the ruler and the Lord of my life. Lord, I'm ready to ask you to forgive me of my sins. And if you've never done that before, if that's you today, nobody looking around, just look your hand up this morning. And you feel that tug of, what's people going to think of me? That means I got to give up all of this stuff. What are people going to say about me? Let me tell you something, that is not the Holy Spirit. That's Satan trying to discourage you in the biggest and greatest decision you will ever make in your life. And you're saying, Lord, I am ready to make you Lord of my life. Just lift your hand up. Nobody else looking around today. Anybody else? Anybody? Father, we thank you today for the awesome gift of salvation. Lord, I don't think our human brains can wrap around what that truly, truly, truly means, this side of heaven. But Father, what we do know, we just thank you today. And Father, I pray today that with that salvation of that, the promise of eternity, the eternal life, the Bible says, we're going to use that today to live for you. We're going to use that today to live for, to share Christ with people, to share about the forgiveness, the only way to heaven through Jesus with people today. Father, we thank you today for this time of fellowship and getting into your Word. And I pray that this will not be the only time we pray this week. I pray that the prayers and the fellowship with you continue this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, and the list goes on and on. Father, we thank you for this awesome privilege to spend some time with you in your presence. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Well, this is my first Sunday, so what do I do when I'm done preaching?
I love that ending. Joey Kroll was like, it's his first Sunday sermon. What's he supposed to do next? And so if you missed a portion of yesterday or today's broadcast, Pastor Joey Kroll just got installed as the pastor at the Galley Baptist Church in Decatur, Illinois. I brought along a microphone, put it up against a speaker, and recorded his 40-minute message, which was broken into yesterday and today's program. Both portions are archived at greatnewsradio.org. And I close out with the message that Joey was encouraging all of us to take to heart. The importance of spending time with God, putting Him first, and being conscientious of our schedules or what we devote ourselves to, because God deserves it all. You may have even responded to Joey's altar call, and if you have more questions about the Christian faith or how to have a relationship with Almighty God through the Lord Jesus Christ, there are some great folks that can answer your questions about what it means to be a Christian or to follow Jesus. You can dial 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. It's a free call, and these great folks would love to answer your questions about having a relationship with God. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.